Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama and the President of Brazil, Dilma Rousseff, have announced an agreement on the importance of collaborative efforts in combating the spread of the Zika virus. Zika is tentatively linked to 4,000 suspected cases in Brazil of microcephaly, where babies are born with abnormally small heads and brain damage. Dr. Beth Hell of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control spoke about what they are doing to combat Zika.
One of the things we've been doing is we've been helping Brazilians and other countries in Central and South America with laboratory testing. This, of course, is a very important component of being able to detect and respond, is having the laboratory capacity to be able to diagnose.
So far, there is no vaccine or treatment for Zika and the abnormalities it causes. Dozens of African leaders are in Addis Ababa today for the opening session of the African Union Summit. AU Chair Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe opened the summit, which this year focuses on human rights, with Burundi topping the agenda. Burundi's political crisis began in April when President Pierre Nkurunziza said he was running for a controversial third term. The African Union is considering sending 5,000 peacekeepers in to contain the violence, but Burundi's government says it will fight any foreign troops attempting to cross its borders. A delegation representing Syria's main opposition group is in Geneva today. It's not clear whether members of the Saudi-backed Higher Negotiation Committee will directly participate in peace talks designed to end the war in Syria. UN officials began their talks in the Swiss city Friday in spite of a boycott by the group, beginning with a session between UN Special Envoy to Syria Staffan de Mistura and a Syrian government delegation. This is VOA News. Attack